Hey there, little kitten. Did you miss me? Did you? What am I doing? I don't know. It's just that I invited you to my New Year's party, and then you just disappeared out of nowhere, and you stayed disappeared until a good while after midnight, and I was thinking, what happened? Did you actually go home? Or did you decide to go into my room with someone else? Oh, why do you look so flustered, kitten? Why don't you tell your mommy? Why are you so flustered? We don't know. Well, it looks like you are trying to hide something from me. Isn't that right? My cute little kitten. No, you're not trying to hide anything. Are you sure? Are you positive about that? You're like looking to the side, trying to hide your gaze from me. Come on, look me in the eyes. No. How about this? How about I put my hand on your chin and slowly turn your head towards me? Now, kitten, tell me, are you trying to hide something from your mommy? What was that? What do you mean? That's not how you speak, kitten. You either meow or you use big kitten words. So, what will it be? Oh, you saw a friend. You saw a friend at my party. And you started chatting with them. And then you just got distracted. Okay, that's fair enough, but I think there's just one teeny tiny little problem. Where could have you gone in my house? Did you leave the house? No. So tell me. I don't have that big of a house. It's just a kitchenette with a bathroom, a living room, and my bedroom. And the balcony, yes, and the balcony. But I know you weren't in the bathroom with your friends. That would be weird. And I saw people going in and out when you weren't around. You weren't in the balcony, 'cause I could see you weren't there. You weren't in the kitchen, because, well, it's very clear if you were to be in the kitchen from the living room. You weren't in the living room. Oh, but I didn't check my bedroom. Could you have been in there? With your so-called friend? Why are you, like, looking everywhere? Are you trying to hide something from me, kitten? You know, it would be way, way easier if you just told me the truth. You don't know? What don't you know? How I'll react to the truth? That makes me even more curious. Especially to know why have you been so fidgety of sitting down? Why have you been so jumpy? You don't know. You sure you don't know? Or do you just want to hide it from me? Do you want to make sure I never find out that you were up to some very, let's say, unconventional celebration of New Year's in my room with your so-called friend? At least I see that you're still wearing the choker that I gave you. Yeah, of course. Oh, of course. But tell me, you're still wearing my choker, the one that I gave you, and no one else gave you. So tell me, who's this so-called friend of yours that took you into my room for a private New Year celebration? Someone I don't know. Ugh, I hardly doubt it. I only invited friends of mine to the party. So, and even the friends they brought, the plus ones, were people that I was at least familiar with. So tell me, who was it? You wanna tell me? You don't. Poor little pet. Well, you can keep pretending to be innocent, that you don't know what's happening, to let others push you around. But something you should know is that at the end of the day, you are my pet. understand that. Now you're looking at me. Hmm? Let me grab your chin. Look at me. Oh, so pretty. Tell me, kitten. Who do you belong to? Huh? I'm waiting to hear the answer. The correct answer. Who do you belong to, kitten? That's right. To mommy, you belong. To mommy. Shouldn't I give you a reward for giving such a good answer? What do you say, kitten?